Okay, so now we are live for our Q&A call number 3 of the 10-week Bliss Body Transformation Program of fall, winter of 2013. Today is November 25th, and we're in the week of Thanksgiving, so it's really... You know, I again want to acknowledge all of you who are taking this journey right now and riding through the holidays, and it's a very interesting time because there is an element of being outside of what might be considered our normal routine, right? People travel. We may be having more social get-togethers. I know that's been the case for me. And although I don't travel and go see family, I have maybe some other community things that start to shift and change. And a lot of times I'll talk to clients or prospective clients, and they want to take a break and start up again in January. Of course, January being the big time. But interestingly, I just had a client call me and say she wants to get started now. So it's a lot of people sort of say, oh no, I can't do anything now. But actually, this is a powerful time to take some kind of an action and to have an awareness and to set an intention and to really hone in on any goals, even though it may not look the way a more, quote, normal routine outside of the holiday schedule might look. But what it can do is it's actually a great training ground. It's almost like if you can just do something through this time, then once you kind of get back into more of that normal routine, whatever that is, I always kind of laugh at that. What is our normal, right? What is normal? And once you get back to that, I think it's easier because we've sort of gone through a more challenging, less controlled time, and then you can really apply it. So that to me is exciting. And I always like to look at those opportunities. And also really at this stage in our time together and at this time of year and all of that, to sit with and enjoy and celebrate what is good and what you're grateful for and what's been serving you, and then also looking at what hasn't been serving you and continuing that letting go. Some of you, I know we've introduced the sugar detox, and I know some of you are starting now. Others of you are not starting right away, but starting in like a week or two. And then, so others of you might be holding off completely at this point. And I really do leave that as optional. And I'm clear about that because I want to honor where you are. And at the same time, I would really encourage you to set a time for yourself to do that at some point. So maybe it will happen now, maybe it will happen in a week, maybe it will happen in a month, but that it is set on your calendar and that you honor that. And that there is this shedding, there's this detox energy that we're in right now, even though we're in the holidays and we might see it as a time of more stuff, but just seasonally, there's this letting go, there's this simplification. I actually am just about to hopefully get a newsletter out tomorrow where I talk about simplifying. And before I open it up for questions, I'm just going to share this with you because I think it's a really great practice to bring in right now. And it's also a great practice to enjoy while you're in this program and beyond. But a lot of times we go into overwhelm, right? There's this propensity, you might feel yourself going into overwhelm. And In fact, you may have joined this program and now you're like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. I have this and that and going, I'm traveling and I'm just, forget it. It's another thing. What I'm really going to encourage you to do is to actually just integrate it into your life. One teeny, tiny, small bite at a time. Hopefully all of you are receiving my newsletter and you'll get kind of the full practice that I share in that. But the gist of it is to actually just, and I've been having you do this anyway, or encouraging you to do this, but to really have, you know, set an intention for yourself overall, and then, you know, you wake up, right? You wake up in the morning, or maybe at some point during your day, you can take like 5 minutes and just focus in on, okay, what am I focusing on? What area of my life am I releasing? And sometimes that releasing requires some kind of an action step. And you'll get more clarity on this in my blog post that I wrote. But as an example, let's just say that part of your intention for this program might be to get out and do some exercise every day of some kind. And you can sit for those 5 minutes and just really tune in and kind of check in with that energy of what you are letting go, which may be the habit of not exercising. And then you want to assign a very, like the smallest action step that you can possibly take, like really small. Sometimes we think we have to do it all at once. And that might be to just simply go into your closet and make sure that your speakers are handy. That's your action step for day one. And just this is an example. And the next day, you do the same thing. You sit for 5 minutes. You just kind of sit with that intention. And then what's the next smallest action step that you can take? You go into your closet. You're going to take the same action step you took the first day because you're going into the closet and seeing that your shoes are there. But today you actually put them on. And that's it. Stop right there. And that's the following day, the action step, the next smallest action step might be to then walk to your mailbox or walk to the corner. So you kind of see where I'm coming from. When you break things down, I mean, really break them down as much as you can, then oftentimes that, like, I have to do it all at one time, starts to dissipate. And I would encourage you to actually apply this to the detox. The detox can often feel really overwhelming because it's like, oh, I got these products, and then I'm doing this, and blah, blah, blah. But you might just want to, especially if you know you have a little bit of time before you're going to start it, or even if you already started it, to break it down, to really break things down into smaller steps, really small as you can, simplifying it, and then allowing yourself to experience that lightening up. That usually feels really good. And then I'm also including a little recipe in there, so you'll see that. It's my raw mashed potatoes and gravy, which I know sounds really strange. It's not made with potatoes, so that should probably make you not feel so weird about it, but it's delicious. And I made it yesterday actually for a Thanksgiving potluck, and people loved it. So that's actually already on my site, but I'm going to send it out in my newsletter. All right. What I will do right now is, well, I'm looking here to see who's on, and we are a small group. I'm trying to make these at different times, as you know, in hopes that people will be able to join at different times. And, you know, that maybe that's just confusing the situation, but maybe it's actually fulfilling my intention. So what I'm going to do here is switch us to Q&A mode, and then if you have a question, you can, let me see here. I know I have this raised hand thing too, but let me just go with straightforward Q&A mode, and you can press star 6 to unmute yourself. Let's do that. Okay. So at this point, you can unmute yourself, and we are open for questions, comments. I had posted just a few minutes ago on the Facebook group saying, you know, like, what's going well? What, in any aspect, what's going well? What are you grateful for? What can you really allow to flow in and grow and nurture it? I'd love to hear that as well. Sometimes we have a tendency to focus on what's not going well. So star 6 will unmute you.
Hi, Anna. It's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
I had a question, but I also wanted to answer your question about what's going well. I think I kind of like fell off the wagon for a couple weeks, so I'm back on today, which is a good thing. Resumed my morning routine, which felt really good. Sleeping well, and I have been kind of keeping up with my yoga classes, so those things are going well. So, you know, like I said,
great.
Progress, not perfection.
Yeah, which I love. I love that saying, process, not perfection, because it is. It's we're always in process. It doesn't really go away.
Mm-hmm. I had a question. So I was on the Facebook page, and I had noticed that someone was ordering the detox program, the bio research, I guess. I can't remember the name of it.
Biotics.
Yeah, and she had mentioned that the they no longer had the rice protein powder. I guess they were going to be substituting it with a pea protein.
Right.
And I guess the other choice is going with the whey, which I think you had said maybe not do that. So I'm just wondering, do you know anything about this new formula that I guess probably has been released by now?
Yeah, they're apparently transitioning from the rice just because of their supplier. I'd gotten a call from them, and they were updating me because I'm waiting for an order as well. And from my understanding, it's supposed to be happening. They'll have the pea formula like this week, I think, because they were looking at the end of the month. And what I do know about pea protein is that I'm kind of happy to hear this because I almost like pea protein better than I like rice protein.
Okay.
And, both are pretty hypoallergenic, and that's what I'm really looking at. But the pea protein I think it's even a little more digestible, and it also tends to be a little more of a pure protein, meaning that for those who might not want the higher carbohydrate content of a rice protein, or just that it comes from a grain, because some people are sensitive still to even rice, even though it's hypoallergenic in general, that the pea protein tends to be like a cleaner protein because it's just peas are higher in that period. So I'm kind of happy to hear about that. It is obviously putting a little delay in anybody who's ordering that. And I think what I had suggested that if there is, you know, if it's like, oh, I planned on starting now, and they just, you know, the company just said that they won't have it, you know, they won't be shipping it out for another week, then I tried to give some alternatives with some of the additional materials that I sent out both with the sugar detox tool. I think that was last week or the week before. And And then also in your updated resources that I sent out, I tried to give some options for protein that if you wanted something more immediate, you could just use those protein powders that are high quality along with the other two products from Biotics, if that makes sense. And I gave instructions on how to do that.
I saw you had recommended, there was like three brands, I think you had recommended to replace the protein powder part. And what is the, so I saw it was a protein, you use a scoop of the protein powder and something called NutriClear?
That's right.
What exactly is that?
What is that? Yeah, it's a good question because I don't, so, okay, NutriClear, there are three components to the detox kit, essentially. You've got the protein powder. That's pretty straightforward. It's just a protein powder. You know, nothing fancy there. It's just sort of giving you an additional nutrition. And then there's the NutriClear, and then there are the BioDetox packets, which are these little packets of supplements that you take three times a day. And the NutriClear is what is, it's a formula. It has some protein in it as well. It has some different vitamins and minerals. It has some different botanicals. It's designed to pull the, I always feel funny about saying the word toxin, like the toxins out of your body, but it's designed to pull the toxins out of your tissues. So, you know, we have toxins that get lodged in our tissues. It's just part of being alive. And so they pull those out of the tissues, and then the packets are what help your body then eliminate the toxins that have been pulled out of your tissues, out of your body. So it's sort of a nice synergistic pairing. And sometimes I get asked the question, you get enough of the detox packs to take for 10 days, and then you're done with that. The NutriClear, sometimes people will say, well, can I take the NutriClear even if I'm not taking the detox packets, and can I take that, you know, when I'm not even doing a cleanse? And, yeah, you can. I have some here, you know, I have some at home that I'll just kind of throw a scoop of that into a smoothie that I'm making, and there's nothing bad about using it. It's just really supporting your body's cleansing process. But when you're actually doing the detox, it's great to have both the packets and the NutriClear, because we're kind of going for a more, what's the word I'm looking for, a deeper experience. You're taking the NutriClear twice a day. You're doing the supplement packets three times a day. So is that kind of an answer?
Yeah, and then the packets of supplements. If I'm already taking like vitamins, do I continue to take my regular supplements during the detox?
In addition, I'll answer it. So first, I'll ask you probably easier than asking you everything that you're taking is you can look on the container of the supplement packs. It'll show you what's actually in those. And there's like a fish oil, and there's some digestive enzymes, and there, I think there's even some probiotics that are mixed into the mix. And in general, I'll actually tell people, you know, you cannot take your regular supplements while you're doing the cleanse, because it just simplifies it. And you can just resume again once you're done with the supplement packs. But if you feel like there's something, the exception to that would be if there's really something that you know you therapeutically need to take, like it's just an important part, and you don't see that it's in the formula in the supplement pack, then you might want to take that.
Okay. That's very helpful.
Okay, good. Yeah, that clarifies things. That clarifies a bit for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for asking. They're good, great questions, because those inevitably come up. Anything else?
I think that's it for now.
Okay, great. Well, good to hear your voice.
good to hear you. So I guess to mute myself, I just press star 6 again?
Exactly. Yeah, that's all
okay.
You need to
do. All right. I'll let someone else chime in. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm actually just checking to see if I got any. Okay. Get any? There's something I'm gonna mention something that I see on our forum, but let me just see if anybody else live has a question. You can press star 6. That will unmute you. And I know that sometimes it can be quiet, especially when we have small groups. I'm surprised. I was hoping we might have more since it's a little bit of a later call. Okay, so I'm going to go with this, and feel free to cut me off if you have a question. You want to press star 6 and jump on. But what I want to share is, or comment on, because for one thing, I know not everybody is actually on our group. Most of us are, but not quite all of us. So Maria had posted something on the forum, and she is, she actually shared a little bit about the breakfast experiment. She loves what she calls crunchy grains. I guess chewy grains that give her a little, her teeth something to bite on, and part of that is the wheat berries. Now, I often teach and encourage a lot of my clients to try actually going wheat-free and gluten-free. And there are a variety of reasons for that. Actually, sometimes it's really to deal with certain health issues. And then also I find for those who are wanting to lose weight, for those who are wanting to get more energy, that sometimes it doesn't have to be a full-on health issue to prompt that and to actually see results. I actually just had lunch with a friend of mine, and he was sharing, he just said, you know, when I don't eat gluten, I just feel better. I feel lighter. I feel more energetic. I don't have bloating. And he said he felt like it was easier for him to manage his weight. So there's a broad spectrum here of the gluten. And a lot of the reason is it's seen everything, it's processed extraordinarily differently than it used to be. It's like, why are we seeing all these issues with it? Well, it's really a multifaceted issue, and not necessarily making this food bad, but that the way that it's been processed, the way it's just evolved, and that it's so pervasive, too. That's sort of a danger when we have these ingredients that are pervasive, similar to corn, actually. Maria was posting this website where I guess they have a more ancient variety of wheat called Farro Piccolo, and it's grown and all of that in kind of more the ancient tradition, so how it used to be grown, which means that it makes it more digestible for people, as long as they don't have celiac, or an autoimmune issue, and in which case I would just say no. But she even said apparently people with gluten intolerance can handle this. So I would say good resource. So I appreciate for posting that, and I would even still say there are. A number of gluten-free grains that I believe I've already introduced them into the program, but I could be wrong. I'll have to check the order of when things go out. But that there are the gluten-free grains, all of which can be cooked in a manner where you do have, you know, the chewier substance. I would say probably buckwheat would be one that would really qualify for that. Of course, rice also will do that. And a lot of the gluten-free grains like amaranth, which is not going to really be chewy. It's a tiny little grain. Amaranth, quinoa, buckwheat, millet. And millet also, well, if you don't cook it with as much water, it will be too. It's just a smaller grain. But the amaranth, the millet, the quinoa, and the buckwheat, they cook quickly. And they're also botanically not even grains, they're seeds. And this is just, you know, what does that mean? It means that they're generally higher in protein and that they have a lot of, it's just a higher amino acid profile. A lot of them are higher in minerals, stuff like that. And, of course, really totally safe for those people who have gluten issues. But it looks like this might be an option if they're, you know, if it's not so much of an issue and I don't know. I might even try it. I don't know. I'm happy where I am. I know that I have issues with gluten, and I don't know that I have a real compulsion to try it, but it's good to know. So I wanted to just share that, so especially for those of you who are not on our forum. This is a time of year, too, where the grains can be kind of, the whole grains in particular can be nurturing and provide some sustenance, you know. I find the transition for me, I start wanting more rice or quinoa, whereas in the summer, you know, I'm happy with the lighter foods. So it's good to do a little exploring, particularly if you start to get the sugar cravings and comfort food cravings and stuff like that. It's a great resource. So I am going to see if I have any more questions here. You can press *6. And obviously sharing too. I know, sometimes this happens. Okay. So what I will, we're just about 6:30 right now. Yeah, if nobody is jumping on, let me just go ahead and check back with the email, since that's also another place. Oh, okay. Looks like. Yeah. Not a question. Click on it. Great. So I'm going to mention one other thing. Water filtration, drinking water, you know, all of that good stuff. And I am still investigating it, to be totally honest. So I'm not 100% sure to what degree. There's another type of water filter that was brought to my attention, water filtration. Although most of what I've been seeing is that it's great for more like killing bacteria, you know, organisms, bacteria, if you're getting water, stream water, something like that. I'm still investigating for tap water, which is really a completely different animal because there's so many things being added to the tap water and flowing into the water system and this and that. But it's actually ultraviolet. It's UV. A UV water system. So it's excellent at, it says 99.9% of harmful microorganisms without adding chemicals or changing your water's taste or odor. So it's definitely great for organisms. What I don't see is chlorine, fluoride, you know, all the, even the medications that are being dumped in, like these are all some of the things. I know that reverse osmosis is excellent. Reverse osmosis is really, really good. It tends to be a little pricier, but that's probably one of the better ways to go. But I'll keep you posted. I'll try to send something out about this. But it looks really promising if you want something to take with you. Because they have these little portable wands. And so if you go camping, if you're, you know, if you're out somewhere where you may need to do this, you need to gather water from some unknown source, then it's great. Yeah, and if any of you actually have access to water, like through a well or something where there's no chlorine added, just, I'm just seeing here, it says unlike chlorine, UV systems are effective against the Cryptocurridium and Giardia. So apparently it can function a bit like chlorine, and we don't really need to be drinking chlorine. So I thought I would share that with all of you. And I'm reading just a little bit more about what I was investigating here. Yeah, I'll keep you posted. I'll see what I find out. And it looks like, particularly if you can use the little wand that they sell, that might be a really nice, portable, inexpensive little purifier to carry around with you. Let's see. Okay, do we have any other, any type in? Star 6 will unmute you. Had some, seeing some thank yous for the updated resource list. Yes, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, short call, but we got, I think we got some good stuff covered today. And it is a holiday week for, I would probably say, probably for everybody. And I am wishing you a wonderful, wonderful week, a great holiday. You are going to be getting some materials tomorrow. And I realize that a lot of you may not be actually getting to it this week. And I want to say, that's okay. Just kind of have your plan. You know, will you be getting into that this coming weekend? Setting a schedule for yourself is really powerful. And so it's like even to prevent that whole thing of, oh, my God, I'm behind because the materials came out and now it's 5 days later and I'm just looking at it. So there's no perfect way to do it. There's no right way to do it. But there is just really taking that consistent action and having it in your field of vision. Just to give you a little heads up, a little preview, I will most likely be giving you another skipped week. I just feel like that is what we need at this time of year. I don't normally do that, but I think it's only going to benefit all of us. And that should really support you in not having to feel like it's urgent. Remember what I shared with you about simplifying and taking those little steps. Come back to that. You've got these materials. They will be coming. You know, I'm here to support that process ultimately. So I will talk to all of you very soon, connect with all of you very soon. And sending you a wonderful, just lots of blessings for a wonderful holiday. Okay, thank you, and have a great night.